Do you recommend a daily green vegetable juice?
No, I don't recommend any vegetable juice at all. I don't recommend fruit juice or vegetable juice. We used to serve a little prune juice at our clinic, and that was to get the bowels going. But otherwise, we don't use juices. The reason is because when you take and beat a fruit or vegetable 1,000 times with a steel blade, you do not improve its nutritional makeup. You destroy the fiber, you destroy the cell walls, you increase the amount of sugar available. So if as it's an issue with weight loss, it's not going to be helped by having all this free sugar. This is damaged goods. Now, can most people tolerate this damaged goods? Yeah, the human body's tough. And you can add some fruit or fruit juice to your diet, or fruit juice to your diet, or vegetable juice to your diet, and likely you'll experience no serious disease, maybe a little weight gain. Certainly your pocketbook's going to be drained. But it's not a big deal for most folks. So if you want to juice, fine. But that's not where your health comes from. Your health comes from whole food, starch-based diet, period. No, not period. And walking around a little bit and getting the proper amount of sunshine. That's where it comes from. There's only three things you got to do. Go out and sun yourself and walk around a little bit and eat good food. Drink clean water. Breathe clean air. That's it. Very simple.
We heard you in an interview say that doctors are bullies and that they bully the nurses and dietitians. Please explain what you meant.
Well, I don't know. I've had this experience hundreds of times. Probably the last time I talked about it was when I went to India about 5 years ago. And there I was shocked to find that the doctors from the continent of India were more abusive than American doctors. They were more egotistical. They more the emperor wore no clothes type figures, because they were trying to hide their frailty and their ineptness away from the nurses and other staff, and they were more defensive than American doctors. That's the last time I said it. And I think probably one of the reasons I was so much enjoyed in India when I lectured at the hospitals was because the meager people, the workers, I would often make comments that contradicted what the authorities said. And I even went to the point of very professionally embarrassing a few of their top experts. It was easy. When somebody believes in false gods, like, the drugs and the devices and so on, again, there's some wonderful drugs and devices, but most of it is oversold.
Should pregnant women take DHA or supplemental DHA and EPA recommended for others?
No, pregnant women should not take DHA to reduce the blindness in their offspring. The studies don't support that. Or EPA. And you should not be taking these extra fats. So you don't need them. You get all of the essential fat that you need from plants. Only plants can make omega-3 fats. So no animal can do it. If there happens to be high concentrations of omega-3 fat, eicosapentaenoic acid, or DHA, it's because the fish ate seaweed or algae and concentrated the omega-3 fat in its tissue. You might as well go to the original source, just go to the plants. A pregnant woman eats more food. They're hungry. They're growing a baby. They got 80,000 extra calories to get in, but that's only 2 pounds of protein to grow a whole baby. So they eat more food, and they have no trouble at all getting all the extra nutrients they need because they eat more food. Eat more protein, more vitamins, more minerals. The only thing I do in addition for pregnant women is I recommend that they add a non-animal source of B12 to their diet. And I do that for people who have been on our program for more than 3 years, or if they're pregnant or nursing, just to cover all bases. I wouldn't consider it all that important a recommendation, except it'll keep me out of trouble, because it's the only criticism you can have for the McDougal diet. You can't criticize it for protein or calcium or omega-3 fats or DHA, but you can say, well, maybe you get B12 deficiency. Well, it's not likely, but maybe you will. So let's just cover it with some B12. That's which is I've always done.
What do you think about tahini dressing and nut butters? Do you recommend it?
We don't, you see, I'm dealing with a lot of obesity. I would say 60% of our people come in overweight. and some really, really overweight. And so I can't feed those kinds of foods to people who need to lose weight, which is the bulk of our patient population. If you happen to be thin, you know, I'm pretty thin. I don't see anything wrong with adding a little bit of tahini to my diet, or nuts or seeds or avocados. That's because I could use the extra body fat and I could use the extra fat, but that's not the case with most people. It's not that these nuts and seeds and avocados in their whole form, you know, as a nut or seed, you start grinding them up and you change the properties. It's not that these are unhealthy. They're not unhealthy. But likewise, they put them in really solid, hard to get into packages for a reason, because they're very high in calories. So, you know, it's rich food, folks.
Why was it important for you to come and speak here at the Real Truth About Health Conference?
Well, it was important because you have a different audience. And I'd like to share with them my point of view. You know, the truth is simple and easy to understand. And when you listen to various speakers during this conference session, you ought to say to yourself, hey, that guy or gal really knows their subject. How do I know that? Because they made it available to me. They brought it to a level where I could understand it. You know, you find people talking over your head with all kinds of biochemical formulas and all kinds of technical stuff. You may say to yourself, boy, am I stupid. No, it's not you that has the problem. It's the speaker. So I wanted to bring to you a very clear message. I hope I fall into that category as somebody that you see who really knows their subject. The truth is simple and easy to explain. And it doesn't change.
Well, we thank you for sharing the truth today with us and for all of your meaningful work, and especially for all of your time during this interview. Thank you, doctor.
All right. Good enough. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Be well. Take care.